We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Pei Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Hei Amud Aleph. The halacha is in the Mishnah and in the Braisa that a mono kohen gadol or grusha chutz kohen hediyot, which is an iser, the halacha is yesh la ksuba. They have to get the divorce, get a ksuba. Shniyos, which is a din derabanan, they have to give a get, but they don't get a ksuba. Now, what's the pshat in such a din? Omer Rav Shimon bar Elazar, prima omer a mono kohen gadol yesh la ksuba. Why does a mono kohen get a ksuba? L'chari it's iser de gemarit. Why do they get a ksuba? So Gemara explains, Peshahu pasul hi psula. The halacha is that a kohen gadol calls man, he is married to the almana. The halacha is that he is pasul. He can't do avoida. Midrabanan diga halacha. He can't do avoida. Calls man is married to almana. So he's pasul hi psula. She becomes pasul. She becomes a halal from this marriage. V'chamakam shu pasul hi psula. Anything that both pasul, kantu oisa ksuba. We kantu oisa ksuba. Make him give the ksuba. And Rashi explains why. Because here we're not worried that they're going to stay together. Because he's pasul, she's pasul, it's terrible for Shalom Bayis, they're going to get divorced anyway. So therefore, there's no reason to take away the ksuba. We let him have a ksuba, we say, you pay the ksuba, we're not worried they're going to stay together for the ksuba because they're in a fight anyway. We'll pray ma omru shnias de reserfim ein lem ksuba. So why shnias de reserfim don't get a ksuba? Pray shahu kasher vu hikshera. Both he and her are kosher, so therefore we're worried they're going to stay married because everything's hunky dory. Therefore, kointin oisa ksuba. We say she's not going to get a ksuba, and that makes her feel worthless, and therefore they'll get divorced. So, going to Shimla, the saying is the difference is that by monokan gadol, anyway, problems. So, therefore, we don't have to make any shtick with the ksuba, they're anyway not getting along. Masha'in came by shnia, since they're both kosher, so we have to do something in order to make the katata, to make a fight in between them. We say you don't get a ksuba. Rabbi Amr Difim Shah. Halalu Divrei Torah. Amonok and Gadol and Grusha Chazak Hadid is Divrei Torah is Deraisa. Vidivrei Torah and Shech Chizak. Divrei Torah is Ni Chizak, therefore you get a Ksuba. Halalu Divrei Seifim, Shnias and Divrei Seifim. A guy might say, eh, this is Kefarlach. But Divrei Seifim and Shech Chizak. And therefore we say, no, you're not going to get a Ksuba now. You're going to do a Durabonim, you're not getting no Ksuba. You're going to do me over, is Durabonim, no Ksuba for you. Dova Achar. Another Pshat. Zahu. Zahu Magila, Zahi Magila. One of them, by a Malka and Gadol, he's the one who initiates. Masha'inkin, by the case of Shnia, she's the one who initiates. What's the rationale? Because by a Malka and Gadol who's going to head it, she doesn't want to do this. She doesn't want to get married. Why? Because she's in the Kama Chalala, and her children come a Chalal. She doesn't want to do this. Why am I doing this? He'll have to initiate. Masha'inkin by Shnia, where she doesn't become pasul and her children don't become pasul, so there, she initiates. Why? Because usually when everything's equal, the wife, a lady, wants to get married more than a man. So she'll always initiate. So by a monarch and God, the Rishon Hadid, where she has a lot to lose, she becomes halala, her children become pasul, she's not going to initiate. And therefore, he probably initiated, and therefore we make him give a ksuba. He's the one who caused this. Masha'inkin by Shnia, where it's everything, everyone's kosher, so she will be the initiator, and therefore, she loses the ksuba. Now the Gemara is assuming Dava Achar is one of these Badi Amr, either Shimon Laza or Rabbi. So Dava Achar, Ban Ketani Lo. Who's the one who said, who's the Mandi Amr, who's the author of the Dava Achar? Ikad Amr, some say, Rav Shimon ben Laza, Ketani Lo. Shimon ben Laza, Umat Tam Kamar. The why, my Tam Amru, who Pasol vi Psula Kontuais Ksuba, why do we say, by Monaka and Gadol, because they're both Pasol, that's why he has to give a ksuba, because he's the one who initiates. And why by Shnia do we say she loses her ksuba? She's the one who initiates. And that means, if it is Dava Acher, it's not like the pshat we said before from Rashi, that it's al katata, because since it's possible they're not going to stay together anyway, the other story said, this Dava Acher is saying different from Shem Allah. Shem Allah is saying is, the difference between a Shnia and a Malka and Gadol is that by a Malka and Gadol, he initiates. By Shnia, she initiates. That's a pshat of Shem Allah, not like Rashi said before, that fits Dava Acher. And or, Ikad Amri, Rebbe Ketani Lo, it's Rebbe saying this. Rebbe said a svar already, that the rice is Rabbana. Rebbe said the rice is not Nechizek, therefore you give a ksuba. Shnia is Nechizek, therefore you lose a ksuba. So what do you need this svar for? Ikad Amri, Rebbe Ketani Lo, and it's a gefe v'chalutza. Because chalutza to Kayin Hedit, or Kayin Gadol, is only the Rabbana. It's only the Rabbana. It happens to be a chalutza to a kohen gadol is the raisa because usually he's aman, she's aman. So a chalutza to a kohen hedit is only the rabbanon. Also the chalutza shemay. He says, "Given the pasul of the rabbanon, since she becomes pasul, zeu magila v'zeir megila." So then, since that case, she becomes pasul and children become pasul of the rabbanon, she will not initiate. It's he initiating, and that's as far as why he gives a ksuba even by chalutza. By grusha, it's the raisa. By chalutza, even the rabbanon, it's he who initiates. Zokta Gemara, what's an afkamini Rebbe of Shimon Gemilaza? And Tosfos Rosh says this question is if you the first lashon. First lashon said that pshat in Shimon ben Elazar is what? Because since the children are puzzled by Kohen Gadol Amada and Grusha Hedia, therefore she does not initiate. He initiates, and by Shnia she initiates. And Rebbe says the pshat is the Raisa Drabbanon. So Ma'ika bein Rebbe l'Shem Ralaza. What's the difference lahalacha nafmi lahalacha between Rebbe and Shem Ralaza? Amrav Chista mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael likabenayu. In the case we have mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael, and they have to get divorced, do they get a ksuba or not? So what would you say to get a ksuba or not? On one hand, it's the raisa, so it's the same thing like a monokai gadol. On the other hand, who initiates? Let's see. Mandi amad the raisa, hanami the raisa. If your Rebbe holds every time the Raisa here, you get a ksuba. Why? Because the Raisa doesn't need a chizuk. Mandi on plain shuma gila. Mandi says the reason why he gives a ksuba because he initiates. Here in this case, how he magila lay. She's the one who initiates. Why? Because she's a mamzera sanasina. She can't really get married to. She's a problem to get married, but she wants to get married to Yisrael kosher, because she wants to have her children to come from Yisrael kosher. The kids are still mamzerim because it goes back to her. So she says, I have a way to mitar them. I'll marry them off, the child, to a shifcha, and then the children will be avadim, and then you free the avadim, they come to her. So I have a way to work out the kids. And I want to get married to Yisrael. So she's the one who initiates, because she has what to gain. If it's the raisa, so here's the raisa also, so we give her ksuba. But if it's about initiating, she's the one who initiates. The man doesn't want to marry mamzeres, or the kids will become apostle. But her children are apostle anyway, she wants to marry a Yisrael. And her kids will be kosher anyway. She'll figure out a way to make kids kosher. So that's an afkamina halacha. So for the Gemara, an afkamina halacha doesn't work with kuliyama. Why? Rabbi Eliezer argues on tarfin. That halacha we said that you can mitari your mamzerim is going to be tarfin. Rabbi Eliezer d'Amar, that if a mamzer marries a shifcha, the child is an eved and a mamzer. Rabbi Eliezer d'Amar, he raised an eved mamzer. The child's an eved and a mamzer, you don't gain anything. So holy margalei, she's not going to initiate any marriage like that because she has no hope for her children. She's not going to try to get married to a Yisrael. What is she gaining? She's not going to have any hope for her children. So back question, what's an nafkamina? Elam Rav Yosef, the nafkamina between Rabbi and Shimon Melaza is machzer gushosoy mishenisizik avinayu. Someone, Reuben gives a get to Rachel. Rachel goes ahead and marries someone else, gets divorced or her husband dies. And she goes back to Reuben. It's an Issa Lav in the Torah. You're not allowed to be Machzer Gushasa. So here, now the halacha is, you have an Issa Lav, you have to give her a get again. You have to give her a get rid of her. Do you get a ksuba or not? So that's a kushmak. You come out. The fi mandam of the Raisa, the Rabbi holds that the Raisa, you get a ksuba, honami the Raisa. This was the Raisa, you don't need chizuk. So therefore, you get a ksuba. Mandam plays Shehima Gila, but the fi mandi Omar, that Shehima Gila, the reason why you get a ksuba is because he initiates. Ha, this case, he margilale. She's the one who initiates. Why? Because here, the children are kosher. By a machzer geshasa, the children are kosher. So here, she has nothing to lose. She's anyway a grusha, she's anyway apostle to a kain. She anyway, her children will be kosher. So she, as I said before, that when everything's equal, she wants to get married more. So she initiates. In this case, she will not get the ksuba of machzer geshasa. If you're like rabbis who get a ksuba, why? Because the raisa. But according to Shimon ben Elazar, since she initiates, she's not getting ksuba. So we have here enough gemina to Rabbi and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So to Gemara, no. But Rav Akiva, Dami Yesh Mamzer Mechayiv Lavin. If Rav Akiva holds that from Mechayiv Lavin to Charles a Mamzer, Holy Margalei, she's not going to initiate. She doesn't want kids to be a Mamzer. Holy Margalei Midi, she's not going to initiate. So Tosis points out that, okay, what's the kasha? If you're Rav Akiva, you'll say like the pshat before. Maybe he holds a Gab Tarfin that. The mamzer can marry a shifcha, and that's the case. Ikebenau is mamzeres and asina. So Echanam, you could have said that. Okay, the more wants an afgina that works kuliyam, I guess. Elo amara papa, ba'ula l'kohen gadol ikebenayu. An afgina will be a ba'ula l'kohen gadol, which is a chiyav asei, So there, in that case, we're a bula merakah in gadol. So ikav now. Man dem adaraisa. He goes adaraisa. You get the ksuba. Why doesn't he chizak? It's the raisa to issa. A kagadol has to marry a bula, not a bula. Hanam adaraisa. Man dem bleish maragila. He maragila. Here she will initiate. Why? Because the children are not halalim. The children are not halalim. It's only chiyav asay. It's no halalim. So therefore, she will initiate because the child's not becoming apostle. He maragila. Right, the Gemara, Elizabeth Yaakov, that we learned before in the Masechta, the Amma, yes, Chal Mechayev Asay, there is a Chal Mechayev Asay. So again, Halal Maragilah, she's not going to initiate. She's not going to initiate. So that Nachmi doesn't work either, the Kuliyama. Ela Maravashi, Machzer, Sofik, Soitosa, Ika Benayu. The case like this. Lach is, if someone's married to someone, and the lady is secludes herself with someone, and you warned her before, so now she's called a Sofik Saita, you got to bring her up to the Beis HaMikdash to drink the Mei Saita. The halacha is once she has to go drink, she's usher to her husband. This lady decided, but they both decided, you know what? We're forgetting going up to Yerushalayim. We're going to stay married. And that's an isser. So now, do you get a ksuba or not? That will be enough. Kamina Gemara says, Ika b'nayo, man de'ama deraisa, anami deraisa. This is also deraisa. Deraisa to get isser. You know, it says in the pasuk, achay ashutama, you can't, it says v'nitma, and you can't, it becomes awesome. To the husband. So, Safik Saita. It's the man of she'll be initiated. Why she'll initiate? Because here, the child is not a mamzer. The halacha is, the Gemara says at the end of the fourth parak, that even Rabbi Kiva holds, yes, mamzer mechayv elavin, and some chayv asay, he's moida by nida and saita, that the child is not a mamzer. So here, she will initiate. So that means after meeting Rabbi Shimon Melaza, pray to Gemara. Rav Masim and Charis to Oma Afilo Halak Bala Hashkosa of all of Derech Asa Zayna. The fear of Masim and Charis holds that she becomes a Zayna if she is bought on her husband on a Safak Saita. So she doesn't want to do it. Halay Margalulei, blame me. She doesn't want to come pasul to a Kain. She doesn't want to come pasul to a Kain. She rather drink, and she drinks, and she's proven that she never was Mazana. She's good to go. So therefore, she rather not be married. So it's not her initiates, because she doesn't become a Zayna. A case where she was a Vaday Zayna. She was a Vaday Saita. The halacha is that someone's was on her husband, she has to get divorced. So here, does she get a get or not? Let's say she stayed married now. She stayed married now, does she get a get now? So according to Rabbi Daraisa, you don't get a get. According to Rabbi Shimon Loza, you don't get a ksuba. No, according to Rabbi Daraisa, you do get a ksuba. According to Shimon Loza, that the child is not a mamzer, because even Rekiva agrees by his soita, the child is not a mamzer, then she is the one who initiates, and therefore she will not get a ksuba. That's an afkamina between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Melaza. A lekuli amadik an afkamina is a case of soita, where he stay married to a soita. According to Rebbe, you get a ksuba, because the raisa. According to Shimon Melaza, you don't get a ksuba. Ad kan, the sugya of ksuba, shnias, and amalekah and gadol. Now we start a new sugya and a new mishnah, which talks about Truma, Ma'aser Rishon, so on and so forth. Zok the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Ma'oreses L'Koyin. The first Reisha, the Mishnah, like called Reisha, is all halachas that we know already. Bas Yisrael Ma'oreses L'Koyin. A Bas Yisrael that marries a Koyin gets to eat Truma. But if it's only Ma'oreses, only if I have a Kedushin, Midrabanon, she does not eat Truma yet. Because two reasons, either because of simple, which means he might find a mum after they get married to real, and after Nisun, or because she might feed her family because she still lives at home. So Bas Yisrael Ma'oreses L'Koyin does not eat Truma, Mu'beres Mikoyin. Let's say your husband dies the Koyin, but she's Mu'beres, the Uber will not feed her Truma. Shemeres Yavim L'Koyin, or if her husband dies and she's waiting for the Yavim to do Yibam, also she will not eat Truma. V'chein Bas Koyin, who's eating Truma, now the Yisrael, that's already Ma'oreses to Yisrael, Lo'yseich of a Truma. All these four cases will not eat a Truma. Like Rashi points out, it's really the first Mishnah before. Ha'ubra v'ayav ma'erisin, paislim v'loy ma'chilin. The halacha is, they don't eat Truma. Now comes the chidushim of the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah Vaita. Bas Yisrael Ma'oreses Halevi. A Bas Yisrael that's engaged, has a chidushim from a Levi, or Ma'oreses Halevi, where her husband Levi died and she's Ma'oreses, or Shemeres Yavam Levi, or her husband died and she's waiting for Yibam from a Levi. V'chein Bas Levi li Yisrael, and Bas Levi marries Yisrael. Lo yisaychol ma'iser, can't eat ma'iser. Now usually, we know Truma goes to the Kohen, Ma'aser Rishon to Levi, but Ma'aser Rishon is Chulin. So why can't she eat Ma'aser? Like, what's the problem? It's Ma'aser Rishon, she can't eat Ma'aser. The Gemara will explain. The last case is Bas Levi Mureses Lekoyin. A Bas Levi is that has Kushim of Mekoyin, Umaveres Mekoyin, or Shemeres Yavim Lekoyin, Shemeres Mekoyin do Yivim, Chem Bas Koyin Lelevi, Loy Seicha, Loy Vachuma, Veloy Vemaisa. There's not a Chuma or Maisa. Now, Bishlam a Chuma, we understand, because the first case is a Bas Levi, who can't eat Chuma, Mureses Lekoyin, Umaveres Mekoyin, Shemeres Yavim Lekoyin, can't eat. And a Bas Koyin, it's a Levi also, understand, she loses a Chuma. But Maisa? Why can't you ma'aser? The model shall give ma'aser. If you're a levi, you give ma'aser. If you're a kohen, you ma'aser. Well, what's the problem of it? So we will talk about what it means. Loi b'ma'aser. So hakapadim. That's what it says in our mishnah. And what the part of our mishnah, one line of mishnah, very important is that loisaycha b'ma'aser. So let's make a tiny aschala on this gemara. Frank the gemara. What's the problem with a bas yisrael mereset levi, for example, or mebaras melevi? What's the problem eating ma'aser? Let her be a zara, it could eat ma'aser. But the hey zara milach of ma'aser. Can a zara eat ma'aser? A zara can eat ma'aser. You don't have to be a kohen or levi to eat ma'aser. Reason? Amar nach Ramah Shmuel hamani ramehi. You're going according to the Tana Ramei. The Omar ma'aser reason also zarm. Ramei holds ma'aser reason also the zarm. What is this Ramei? The Tana Tana Raisa. Shruma lekohen or ma'aser reason levi. Ramea says, Truma goes to the Kohen, or Ma'aser Rishon Levi. And Rashi points out that this means more than that the Nesina of a Truma is a Kohen, and the Nesina of Ma'aser Rishon Levi. Why? Because that was the case. What's a Chiddush? You never knew Truma is a Kohen? Hello? Everyone knows Truma goes to the Kohen. So it must be saying like this. Just like Truma to the Kohen, only a Kohen can eat it, Ma'aser Rishon Levi is also only a Levi can eat it. That's how Rashi's one Diyak. Another Diyak is, because it says, Rav Elazar ben Azariah Matira le Kohen. But Lizman Zari says it's mutter for a kohen. It's mashma talking heter iser and heter. So that's the two rayas that Rameir was saying. Ma'aser Rishon Levi means that dafka or rishon can eat that dafka or Levi can eat ma'aser rishon. So frankly, Marakasha. Second raya was Lizman Zari says matir says mutter for a kohen to eat it. So since it's used also mutter and also iser how handling heter. So when it says ma'aser Rishon Levi means mutter for a Levi to eat it. Frate Gemara Matiro and Mechal Dikman Dosses, man Yama holds a coin can eat Ma'aser Rishon. A coin is definitely a Levi. Ela'ima noisna af la coin. You give it to a coin. He holds that the Messina is to a coin. Maybe af la coin or daf coin. So that's a mitzvah. Once you change Matiro to noisna, so what was Rashi's second raya? So Mashah talks about it. Mashah says, Ma'aser is used Lashon Matiro, so that's the raya of Rashi. Tosis actually argues on, he holds a Lashon is not a raya. The Torah says that they had a girsa. The Ramea says Ma'aser Rishon Asul Lazarim. That a girsa in Ramea said Ma'aser Rishon Asul Lazarim. Akabonim. What our Gemara is saying right now is that our Mishnah says Losechol Ma'aser going to Ramea who holds that Ma'aser Rishon is Asul Lazarim, and that's why it says Abbas Levi. That's Abbas Yisrael. It's Mereses Levi or Abbas Levi. That's Mereses Yisrael. The loch is they can't eat ma'aser. Why not? Because going to the Ramea holds that ma'aser rishon also lazarim, and the only one who can eat ma'aser rishon is only a Levi or a Kohen.